You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
All of a sudden, the Ribbono Shel Olam comes and says that Am Yisrael is my firstborn. You notice? It says, Beni Bechori Yisrael. So here, actually, Hashem notarized that Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom is the firstborn. When he says, Beni Bechori Yisrael, it relates to Yaakov Avinu. So now here, it's a very puzzling thing. Why? Because this mother is mentioned when Moshe is going to Paro. Because Hashem tells Moshe, go to Paro to release my nation. And then right away he says, tell him that Am Yisrael is my firstborn. So they ask, how come has to be said here? Why? Why all of a sudden, Ribbono Shel Olam mentions this matter that we are his Farzande Arshad, we are the older child at the time that Moshe has to go to Paro?
How would understand the first child means? Because he's a father himself.
He understands?
Yeah.
But we don't see any reaction. He actually makes it worse. Did it affect Paro?
No.
Doesn't seem like.
Hashem doesn't let it affect. He makes his heart hard.
So why should he say it then? What's the use?
It's for us.
No.
That we are the favorite of Hashem.
Okay.
Is it for the future, for the last plague? The last Makot?
No, that's in the end of the year. This process took 1 year. There was a discussion. Was it 3 weeks warning and 1 week plague, or 1 week warning and 3 weeks of the plague? There's a discussion. But here, we learn from Tratana Udusha a very important lesson, and that is, here the Tosha is informing us the attitude of the firstborn, like a king. His firstborn, what position does he have?
Position.
What does that mean? What is it called? The firstborn of the king?
Prince.
No?
Yes.
So, what prince feels about himself?
Proud.
Proud? Why? Why is he proud? So,
it's a high standard.
Just because he's the firstborn of the family?
No, he's the future king.
Ah, Chazak Baruch. So he's supposed to be a king. So what kind of feeling he gives you that you take your Abba's position? Responsible.
You have to act like a king.
Puts power in your role model.
Exactly. Very nice. So now here, Hashem is teaching us, all of a sudden, Ribbono Shel Olam comes and says, you are my firstborn. Why here? Because in life, there are many types of Paro running around. There are matters in life that makes you feel it's not worth it to go on anymore. I'm tired. How much? I give up. So now, you never hear such a thing from the prince. Why? Because no matter what,
he's a prince.
No matter what, he bursts with it. Why? It's worth it. Fine. You know, they give me a hard time. It's not that easy. I have to do homework. But, you know, I'm a future king. So here, we see Ribbono Shel Olam, how beautifully he places his statement when I'm saying that involved with Paro. Why? Because if you don't have the strength to stand up in front of Pharaoh, then Chas v'Shalom is going to shatter you, going to paralyze you. So here, to have in mind, I'm the firstborn of Ribono Shel Olam. Beni Bechori Israel. So no matter what goes on, whatever it upsets you, it's worth it. Why? Because, you know what the position I have? You know, it's a question that is asked, that which is more dangerous, elephant or a fly?
Fly.
Which is more dangerous? No, let's say you're the fly. The elephant is in your dining room. Which is more dangerous?
Elephant.
Elephant?
Yeah, elephant.
No? Fly? Which one?
Fly?
Fly?
Fly. Why is flying is more dangerous? Which is, let me ask you, which is much harder to get rid of? The elephant or the fly?
Fly.
Which one?
Fly.
What are you thinking? You want me to bring you an elephant here?
Elephant in your diamond.
Which is much harder to get rid of? The fly or the elephant?
Fly.
The elephant?
Yeah.
Let's say you have a shotgun. So now, can you spot the fly?
No.
How about the elephant?
Yeah.
So that means to get rid of the elephant is much easier.
But then you can say, which one can you push out of the room?
No, you don't need to push it out of the room.
No,
that even the elephant is much easier. But here, the fly, you can never spot it. And not only that, the elephant, it stands, you know, far away. But here it comes, goes again, it comes and goes. And not only that, he makes you believe that you can get him. And you try. You run after him. You know, but he says, Bachalomot, you cannot get me. So it's very interesting that Gemara says, the Yetzer Hara, it resembles to?
Fly.
Why? Because constantly after you, constantly, this is no good. See, what is he doing to you? What's going to happen? You're wasting your time. See, what happened to me? Why did I do this? See, again. This is the fly, and you cannot spot it. Cannot spot it. The only way that you can spot it is
when it stops.
How you can stop it?
Huh? When it stops, when it comes down.
No. You don't know the trick?
He's dead.
The only way you can stop it to go up to a place that there is no fly. How? Exactly. Beni Bechori Israel. I'm a Bechor. I'm not going to go to places there is a fly. I'm not going to think about these things. I'm not going to bother myself with these things. Okay, it happened, it's past, it's over with. I have to start a new page. And this is the exercise. Not every day, every minute. Because Baruch Hashem, there are many, many flies around. Many flies. No. No, we're talking about the kosher Bechor. Kosher Bechor. He doesn't think about these things. He only has positive mind. And he never think about the past. No matter it is 10 years in the past, 5 years in the past, or 2 minutes in the past. As long as you carry on the past, then you're not a Bechor anymore. You're not a Bechor anymore. So that's why here, unbelievable thing, Ribbono Shel Olam, all of a sudden, that we're supposed to be released from the Paro, he tells us, don't forget, Beni Bechori Israel, you're my Bechor. And this Paro is going to come after you till 120 years of your life. 120 years of your life. And Hashem is like, you know, instead of having fly in the house, have an elephant and get rid of all of these machshavot zarot and only happy thoughts. B'zat Hashem, amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.